I'm Dan Klefstad. A federal judge is being asked to force Illinois to improve mental health treatment for people in prison. Attorney Harold Hirschman says the state isn't hiring enough mental health professionals to comply with past court orders. He says the Department of Corrections should have been doing more to enforce its contract with Wexford, the private company hired to run health care in the prisons.
It's remarkable when you have a contract with somebody and they've never fulfilled the contract that you keep letting them have the job. I can't imagine, you know, somebody running their home like that.
Last year, a judge found Illinois' care for inmates with mental illness was so bad it violated the U.S. Constitution. Attorneys for inmates suing the state say Illinois needs to hire at least 75 more mental health professionals in order to be in compliance. In other news, the Partnership for College Completion held an event at Northern Illinois University Tuesday discussing their new reports on the cost of college, specifically for African-American students. Peter Medlin has more.
Along with university officials and local lawmakers, several Black NIU students came to the event to talk about their own challenges paying for school. Gabrielle Sims is a junior at NIU. She says low-income and minority students often miss out on college experiences.
When you have to work a job that pays, but you also want to get experience in your field, but the internship is unpaid, and they're both, you know, the same amount of hours, so now you got to pick between paying your phone bill or getting experience in your field to build your resume.
The reports found Black students disproportionately take on more loans and at higher rates of interest than their white peers. But that's if they can afford to continue their degree at all.
I know too many people at NIU, too many good students at NIU who have had to leave because they didn't get their MAP grant like they used to.
The report calls for an increase in MAP grant funding and other need-based aid. I'm Peter Medlin.
A white former Chicago police officer who was acquitted of fatally shooting an unarmed Black woman failed to get his record expunged by a judge. Dante Servin asked that his records tied to the 2012 death of Rekia Boyd be stricken from police and court databases. In rejecting the request, Cook County Circuit Judge Leroy Martin Jr. noted a not guilty verdict doesn't always mean a defendant is innocent. Servin was charged with involuntary manslaughter for shooting the 22-year-old Boyd as she stood with a group of friends in an alley near Servin's home. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Marion High School is closed today after bed bugs were found in at least two classrooms. Administrators say they believe the infestation is isolated to those two classrooms, but they're having the building inspected and treated today in an effort to get rid of the pests wherever they're found. An announcement on Tuesday alerted parents that a handful of students were affected by the bugs. Leaders later decided to cancel class today out of a precaution. A decision on the next steps is expected later this afternoon. SIUC's interim provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs, Mira Komaraju, held a question and answer session for faculty and staff yesterday afternoon and another for students in the evening. Steph Whiteside reports.
Komaraju is the sole applicant in an internal search to fill the position permanently. Komaraju answered questions about if what she was doing as interim provost would change if she was hired, and questioned about an effort to postpone her hiring due to concerns with the process.
So the position was posted, I applied. If there's no position posted, it was taken away, I would not have any sort of opportunity to apply. Now, if there's a decision to reverse the search, I'd step away.
Komaraju also gave a presentation on her background and qualifications for the role. Steph Whiteside, WSIU.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.